I love free jazz, and I love Kid Jordan, and and the opportunity to bring artists of this stature to Columbus for a one-of-a-kind tour. I mean, this is very likely not to ever happen again, this particular confluence of these great American jazz musicians and these great French jazz musicians. It's probably one time, you know.
These are the words of poet Michael Vanderdoes, driving force behind the French-American Peace Ensemble performance on the Shadowbox Live main stage in Columbus, Ohio's Brewery District, just south of downtown. This is Our Song of Peace, the French-American Peace Ensemble in concert. It was a late spring evening in Columbus, Ohio, when the French-American Peace Ensemble performed its soundcheck after traveling to town from New York City's Vision Festival for the third of its seven engagement tour. Other dates included two Canadian jazz festivals in Ottawa and Vancouver, and gigs in Montreal, Chicago, and Seattle. Michael Vanderdoes, a Columbus-based poet and trombonist, joined his compatriot and friend Kid Jordan and the rest of the ensemble to serve one purpose: to play its music in Columbus as part of this unique international tour. The French-American Peace Ensemble, New Orleans saxophonist Edward Kid Jordan, bassist multi-instrumentalist William Parker, clarinetist Louis Glavis, and pianist Francois Tusk, both of France, Chicago drummer and fellow musical citizen of the world Hamid Drake, and poet and co-presenter of the Columbus Day, Michael Vanderdoes, and its tour results from an international collaboration bringing together several entities concerned with preserving and nurturing art and music, including, among others, the Jazz Exchange of FACE, the French-American Cultural Exchange, Baltimore, Maryland-based Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation, and the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. The French-American Peace Ensemble style is oftentimes referred to as free or avant-garde jazz. It's been said that the term was once used to indicate the advanced guard of a military. According to the Oxford American Dictionary, avant-garde describes using or favoring an ultra-modern or experimental style, especially in art or literature. One might name-check the 20th century's French New Wave cinema or the visual art of Dutch-American painter Willem de Kooning. In new music, names like John Cage and Philip Glass come up. But when one thinks of avant-garde or free jazz, it's a genre associated with folks like saxophonist Albert Ehler and pianist Cecil Taylor. It's known through the later works of John Coltrane and the creator of the term harmolodic, Ornette Coleman. It's a music very compatible with the thrust of so many other of the avant-garde directions in art that sprang forth between the early 1900s through the 1960s and later. Avant-garde art brings to mind the words pioneering, way out, conventional, cutting edge, and trailblazing. Native New Yorker and bassist multi-instrumentalist William Parker is one of the experimental jazz scene's most influential figures. He's worked with some of its most prominent musicians, including David S. Ware, Charles Gale, and Cecil Taylor. He also founded the Vision Festival, a New York experimental music festival several days long, now in its 18th year. Drummer Hamid Drake is considered one of jazz's finest percussionists, incorporating a wide range of cultural influences into his approach and a master of the standard trap drum set. His work history includes time spent with Fred Anderson, Archie Shepp, Herbie Hancock, and David Murray. Clarinetist Louis Glavis was born and raised in the middle of France. His work cuts a broad swath through experimental music via free jazz. He too has worked with Cecil Taylor, through whom he met William Parker, and collaborated with an international who's who in the genre, including Aldo Romano and Henri Texier in the African Trio, and Quatuor Habanera, one of the world's leading saxophone quartets. He performs with cellist Ernst Reyssehair and has done jazz French folk collaborations with hurdy-gurdy player Valentin Claustreyer. As a youth in Paris, self-taught pianist Francois Tusk sat behind the piano stool of the legendary Bud Powell, an experience that gave him his sense of swing and more. He ended up working with artists such as Sonny Murray and Don Cherry and made a major American splash with Sonny Simmons at the 2011 Vision Festival. Tenorist Illinois Jacquette profoundly influenced saxophonist Kid Jordan. Both grew up in southwestern Louisiana. Jordan, after relocating to New Orleans, played many an R&B gig with folks like Big Maybell and Guitar Slim, and went on to perform and record with the likes of Ornette Coleman, Stevie Wonder, Cannonball Adderley, and R.E.M. Kid taught teenaged saxophonists Branford Marsalis and Donald Harrison. He's also been honored with the French Ministry of Culture's Knight Chevalier of the Ordre des Arts et des Lettres, the Order of Arts and Letters, in recognition of his achievements as an educator and performing artist. Maybe the most interesting partnerships of this endeavor formed on the local level. Michael Vanderdoes, representing his jazz poetry ensemble, has been a major supporter of the annual fall Old Town East Festival on Columbus's east side. In this capacity, he's been able to bring Kid Jordan to the state's capital under its banner more than once, which has helped cultivate the community's broad jazz palette even more. Vanderdoes connected with the city's largest resident theater company, Shadowbox Live, a producer-presenter with an over two-decade history of presenting jazz and other styles to complement its ongoing original sketch comedy musical theater offerings. Shadowbox Live founder and president Steve Geyer's interest in performance came out of his love of music as a keyboardist. His personal evolution started with his ears being caught by 1960s-era progressive rock and jazz fusion. Later, after the birth of Shadowbox as a producer of sketch comedy and musical theater, Steve was turned on to an even wider musical palette via the now-defunct Columbus jazz station WBBY. From that exposure came jazz concerts by violinist Christian Howes and other local musicians, becoming a regular part of the Shadowbox schedule. Steve explains what led to presenting a group like the French American Peace Ensemble.
When I started playing music way back in the late 60s, I got involved because I was so interested in what was possible. Not just what was being done, but what was possible. I was really stoked about bands that were experimenting with classical music, even though they were all rock musicians, and was kind of getting into that progressive rock thing. And then I had a friend turn me on to Chick Corea and Return to Forever, and I was hearing a kind of jazz fusion that was just kind of mind-blowing to me. And then I had to try and start playing that music, and I got really heavily engaged. We were a wildly successful band, and then disco happened and all the live music dried up, and so I just kind of got shut out for a while. And when I finally got back to music here in Columbus, my engagement had to do with, you know, what was popular at the time, and I felt like it was not nearly as exciting as the music that I'd left behind, so I just started looking all over again. Thank God I also was aware of WBBY. They were in my world, and they didn't last too much longer after I got to know about them. But it was exciting and engaging while they were around, and it introduced me to a lot more musical styles where jazz, and particularly really modern stuff, was concerned. So I started listening to that stuff and getting involved, and then I started looking for local guys that were doing it. And as my world of Shadowbox started to grow, my understanding of what else was going on in jazz started to grow as well. And I got lucky and met Christian Howes. And Christian turned me on to the jazz scene locally in a big way by helping us get connected with people so they could perform at Tuco's.
And Tuco's Cabaret, located near downtown in the Short North area, was Shadowbox's center city venue, complementing its main stage theater on Columbus's far east side.
That was really cool on the local level. And that's where we actually first met the folks from the Jazz Poetry Ensemble. This would be, like, call it 92, 93. Okay. That was when I first got engaged with the whole scene. Okay. It was like 2002 when I first met Michael and the folks at the Jazz Poetry Ensemble. And we did a couple of things with those guys, and it was great. The events were fabulous. And then we lost Tuco's, and the Easton scene was not a great one for doing extra events. We just never really succeeded out there with extra stuff. But when we came back downtown again, here to the brewery district, all of a sudden the doors started opening for us in terms of being able to do unusual kinds of events. So when Michael called and he had this opportunity to work with the French American Peace Ensemble, it was like, absolutely, man. You know, it's like the very best of the old times, except now we're not just dealing with local jazz greats, we're dealing with international jazz greats. I mean, how exciting is that? So, I look at their lineup. They're only doing 8 gigs throughout North America, and one of them's here at Shadowbox, man. Two of them were New York. They're in Vancouver at the Jazz Arts Festival, and they're coming to Shadowbox. How cool is that? So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked. We are always pushing our audience to explore. I mean, obviously, we've pushed them internally. We started out just kind of doing the sketch comedy and rock and roll. Then we switched to musicals, and we've done some really very straight musicals that we've encouraged them to come to. And then we started doing events out here in the bistro where we were bringing in jazz bands and kind of making sure they walked through that experience on their way to or from the theater. So they had to get some of it. And every night, you know, we see more and more people starting to sit down and just dig it for a while, which is great. And so when we had this opportunity and sent that email blast out to everybody, we had a lot of folks respond right away saying, yeah, we'll give it a try. And because, you know, we were telling them straight up, there are very few people in this country that are going to get an opportunity to see these musicians. You really ought to take advantage of this. This is special. So I think they're really picking up on that and recognizing that there are some interesting things happening in Columbus, Ohio. Because they live in Columbus, Ohio, they have an opportunity to take advantage, and they should. There are three levels. The first level is the most crass. We want it to succeed so that there is a meaningful financial reward for everybody engaged so that we can continue to do events like this. Because it's great for us. It's giving us all something to do on a Tuesday night that we wouldn't normally have to do, and it's an exceptional event. That's good for Shadowbox, it's good for Columbus, it's good for the Jazz Poetry Ensemble. Everybody wins. On the second level, there is the community. It is such a good thing for Columbus if events like this look at us as a city as a reasonable stop on a tour like this. We want internationally acclaimed artists of all types to think, you know what, Columbus would be a great place to go and play. It's a very supportive town, plus they're hip enough to understand what I've got to say. Then the final level has to do with just pride in community. I love living in Columbus. I love all things that are Columbus. And consequently, when I can add an event like this to that mix, it's just one more thing to put on that checklist of things to be proud of. So, you know, it's kind of personal.
Michael Vanderdoes shares with Steve an abiding love of this music called jazz, as well as a personal commitment to helping it maintain a presence on the Columbus art scene.
The project came to my attention through Kid. He called me up and told me about it and said, hey, this might be fun to do in Columbus. And I looked into it and I saw what it was and that it was something really pretty special. I'm familiar with the French American Jazz Exchange and they've been around for a long time. They've worked now with the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation. In the past, they've worked with the Chamber of Music America. And through their American partners, they get applications from American and French musicians about ways they can collaborate. Jazz has a very special place in French hearts, and many American expatriates have gone and played there and still do. As part of their French-American cultural exchange, they thought jazz was important enough to support collaborative projects, and the projects have included jazz greats throughout the years, and there's a half a dozen projects or so that they're doing this year. But this particular one is close to my heart. The fact that they're free jazz players, also Kid's getting up there in years. Francois Tusk is getting up there in years. The amount of traveling that they're going to be willing to do in another 5 years then means it might not happen again. So seize the time.
Michael Vanderdoes strikes the first chord of the French American Peace Ensemble concert at Shadowbox Live with his French American Peace, that's P-I-E-C-E, for ensemble.
I'm going to start out with a little bit of poetry here. I call it French American Peace for Ensemble. We're speaking in tongues, slapping reeds, lips, buzzing mouthpieces, kissing mouthpieces, fingers, brailing the keys, bass referencing roots, sticks and brushes inflecting implication, implication, invocation, innovation, sharing rhythms of heart and soul. Your words dominate our language. And our jazz dominates yours. Inseparable from birth, you have been Big Brother, sometimes roles reversed. Like family, we've argued, but we have never gone to war. Fraternite, always triumphant. Your words, our music, you have our sanctuary, and we have been your abused, bemused, muse, musée, musique, and the food, cassoulet, beaujolais, étouffée, and we give you a moo. 52. Birthplaces of liberty, beacons to the world. We have shared the atrocities of Andalusia, Algeria, Iraq. Our worst dragged into the big muddies, our best taken to the streets, tossing cobblestones of the Tuileries to the cobblestone Wall Street. I journey with jazz, and I carry an entourage. In a dream, Buck Clayton tells me, Dewey Redman told him. In Columbus, they treat you as in France. Stefan Grappelli and Django at home with Dickie Wells, Kirk Langston, Dexter Gordon, David Murray, Ben Franklin ambassadors who stayed and played speaking Franglish without words. This music, this wild and free purpose, this jazz, when you ride its long sinus of inspiration, finds that place of peace, you tap a foot in the body of the heart, sing me a song. Song of freedom. Sing me a song of joy. Sometimes schwab. Sometimes swinging. Sometimes moving. Glad that I ran into you. Tell the people. Cadenzas arpeggioing out of control. Lips kiss, singing sky. Humming earth buzz from the room of bells. Tickle little ears, fingers feel the bell rings. Blue stream from our chests. Jazz pouring down. Jazz pouring down. Pouring down. Play me your song. Play me our song. We'll be right back.
bassist William Parker.
I hope that we gain some new listeners and some new interest in our work, but also the work that's coming out of our community of musicians, and whether it be New York or Chicago or Los Angeles or Paris, and that people just be exposed to creativity in general and really have it as a part of their life, and particularly here in America, that we gain the acknowledgement that art, poetry, dance, and music is very important and should be a part of everyone's life, and not just as a form of entertainment, but a form of inner attainment, and should go along with their Sunday worship, in a sense, because it's a form of something that could inspire people and change people's lives.
Thank you.
drummer Hamid Drake.
I don't think we consider ourselves as free jazz musicians. We're artists, you know, creating landscapes, you know, creating environments, you know, creating music. And we come from many different backgrounds, and we play many different, quote-unquote, stylistic forms of music. And we're just trying to find expression in those things. And, of course, we hope that there might be more collaborative situations with all musicians, artists throughout the world. And the more people that can be exposed to just the uniqueness of creativity in and of itself is wonderful. And if this, what we're doing, can help to foster that, I think it's good.
Clarinetist Louis Clavis.
I know William Parker since many years because we used to play in the early 80s in Berlin. We played together in the big band of Cecil Taylor. And 2 years ago, he told me that, oh yeah, I would like to invite you in my festival, Vision Festival. And in fact, he decided to make a group, you know, French and American group. Mm-hmm. And I know also Amit Drake since many years now because he played quite often in France. For me, it's a very interesting experience because it's a very open music, and but sometimes in a little bit different way that we can play as free music in Europe, you know. And I like the energy of Amit and William because it's a very special rhythm section, you know. They used to play together a lot, so it's very easy to play with them, you know, and you can feel really free. And for me, it's what I like in the jazz music, you know. It's this kind of sound, this kind of energy, and how we can organize the music, you know, together. And it's the first time I play with Kid Jordan too, you know. And it's nice because he's older than me, you know. It's two generations before me, because I am 60, he's 78 or something. So it's interesting to have this feedback from different period of jazz, you know. I start to play free jazz in the early 70s, so for me it's my family, you know. Mm-hmm. And for me it's my natural breath to play this kind of music, to be on tour, you know, for and everywhere in the world. For me, I feel good when I am with good musician and with friend, and the public is always here. It's my life. And sometimes with my own group, I play more written music sometimes, or I can, for example, next week I go to Austria in Europe to play in classical festival with baroque musician. But for me it's the same, you know. I say the same thing to the people, and I don't make difference between country, between people, and between musician. You know, when you make a concert, it's always, you know, the same world, you know. And so here I feel like at home.
bassist William Parker.
I think playing music is a blessed occasion. So whether you're playing it with French musicians and collaborating, or you're playing with Japanese musicians or African musicians, or just playing it with all Americans, it's a blessed occasion, and it's a special occasion. It's very important and very, very, very serious. So on that level, it is that. And of course, each project is precious onto itself. We're collaborating with French musicians who we played with a little throughout the years with the clarinet player Louis Gladys. I played with Francois. There's excitement in the meeting and then the search to find where the music is. Not so much a common ground, but just find where we can both do our thing, and then by us ultimately doing our thing, we will run into some music. And that would be the third part of the
alchemy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
drummer Hamid Drake.
It's all the people that are involved to, so that something like this can take place, and others, you know, the French side of the globe, who, you know, they put a lot of energy into this endeavor. So it's a special occasion because, you know, we're doing it, but also to have a vision and to see that vision, you know, manifest. You know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, you know, special on all those levels.
You've just heard the improvised creation, Excursions for Peace and Love Suite, from the French American Peace Ensemble. Drummer and percussionist Hamid Drake, saxophonist Edward Kidd Jordan, bassist doubling on Shakuhachi, William Parker, pianist Francois Tusk, clarinetist Louis Clavis, and poet Michael Vanderdoes performed June 18, 2013 at Shadowbox Live in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks to French American Peace Ensemble artists Hamid Drake, William Parker, and Louis Clavis for taking time out of their soundcheck to be interviewed. Special thanks to Michael Vanderdoes for presenting the concert and helping to make related arrangements successfully happen. Big thanks also to John DeSando, Steve Geyer, Stacy Board, and the staff and board of Shadowbox Live, and to Greg Ward of Wardio Audio Branding for his exceptional production and recording expertise. Thanks to General Manager Dan Mashalko of WCBE, who served as this program's executive producer, and to Allison Holm and my other CBE colleagues. Special thanks too to my intern Miriam Geiger, whose assistance was invaluable in getting this program together. I'm Wayne Self. Thanks for listening.